State Organs documentary brings up shocking memories for some audience members. A film exposing forced organ harvesting in China, featuring disturbing testimonials of torture and other human rights violations, took Southern Californians on a stirring and emotional journey over the weekend. Director Raymond Zhang's 75-minute documentary State Organs premiered in public theaters for the first time in Glendale, California on January 26. The movie centers around the stories of two adherents of Falun Gong who disappeared shortly after the Chinese Communist Party launched a violent persecution campaign against Falun Gong practitioners in July 1999, with family members going through great lengths to search for those who disappeared to no avail. When I watched the movie, I recalled the memory when I was in jail. They brought me to the hospital to check, they showed a lot of interest in my lungs, said Hong Li, a woman who attended the event and shared her own experience with the CCP's brutal persecution campaign against followers of the meditation practice Falun Gong. Ms. Li, a resident of San Dimas in Los Angeles County who emigrated from China in 2012, said she was also arrested like the main characters in the film for practicing Falun Gong at her home in Shanghai in 2008. She was there for 3.5 years for distributing informational materials, was tortured, and was later released by authorities after serving her full prison term. She said she was constantly monitored thereafter before fleeing to the United States, where she can freely practice the meditation. During the film, a similar scenario played out through the stories of Yun Zhang and Sean Huang, who both disappeared in the early 2000s, after which they were never again seen by their family. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, was introduced to the public in China in 1992, and it grew to 70 million practitioners by the late 1990s, according to official estimates. In 1999, the Chinese Communist regime began an extensive persecution of the practice, fearful that the regime's power was threatened by the group's large following. Since then, millions have been detained, often facing torture and death, according to human rights groups. On July 21, 1999, just one day after Falun Dafa was banned at the order of former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin, one of the main characters in the film, Ms. Zhang, who was also known by her full name Yunhe, lost her husband after his arrest by authorities. He was detained at a local police station for protesting the government's persecution of the spiritual practice and was later tortured to death in Wansuan labor camp at the age of 28, as reported on Minghui.org, a website that documents the persecution against Falun Gong. The film tells the story of Ms. Zhang's disappearance, after she wrote letters of appeal to various government offices following her husband's death. She was reportedly threatened by police, put under surveillance, and last seen by her family in February 2002. Ms. Zhang's sister Michelle Zhang discussed reported sightings of the vanished sister, who may have been held at a detention center in Qingdao City, and her father is said to have rushed to provincial prisons in search of his missing daughter only to be stonewalled by authorities who denied the rumors. The film also highlighted accounts by Dr. Wu Huang, who tells the story of his brother's disappearance, Sean Huang, in April 2003. His brother had left on a mission to broadcast the truth about the persecution of Falun Gong by tapping into a local television station, and he was never heard from again. Director Zhang also pulled stories from an anonymous whistleblower, a police officer assigned to a medical extraction team that bore witness to a conscious 17-year-old boy whose eye was removed while pleading for his life during an organ procurement operation, forever scarring the informant. A former nursing student shared her own experiences, where she did the same to many other patients as a matter of routine, as medical professionals in China reportedly grew accustomed to extracting organs from live prisoners of conscience. Experts, including international human rights lawyer Clive Ansley, discussed during the film that China's organ transplantation system saw only 78 liver transplants performed from 1991 to 1998, before drastically skyrocketing to 14,085 between 1999 and 2006, according to reports from the CCP. Outside experts, including an independent tribunal in London, have estimated China instead performs somewhere between 60,000 and 90,000 organ transplants every year. Robert Liu, a Los Angeles resident who was arrested twice in China between 2011 and 2014 for practicing Falun Dafa, told the Epoch Times after the film he also had his organs checked for their health while in prison. He said while in China he had a friend who was close with one of the doctors at a hospital in Sijiaten District, in the city of Shenyang in northeastern China, who claimed many doctors at the hospital would hear screaming from the hospital's basement, but never dared to say anything about it. "They all know what's really happening," the doctor said to my friend. "My other friend just disappeared after he was arrested as well," he said. Another attendee of the premiere told the Epoch Times he found the documentary shocking but not surprising, as he has family in Ukraine who have also been victims of persecution and wars. "It was very well done, very emotional. Hearing the spiritual aspect of it also resonates with me," said the Los Angeles resident and grade school math teacher who withheld his name out of fear of his relative's safety. During a Q&A session after the film, Mr. Zhang and other experts answered questions from members of the audience. Dr. Dana Churchill, a member of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, which aims to provide the medical community with objective findings related to organ harvesting, was asked whether it still occurs today in China. He said it does happen, and it happens on a large scale. He said, "While recently doing research, I was going over the old numbers and there is just so many transplants going on. There are over 800 transplant hospitals in China, and I don't know if there's that many transplant hospitals around the world." Another audience member asked Mr. Zhang if only those jailed for their Falun Gong practice were subject to allegedly being used for their organs. He said they may have been among the first in a practice that has since spread to other political prisoners. "I believe they first did it with Falun Gong practitioners, and later on they carried on this organ transplant abuse almost over China wherever they could find the so-called donors," he said. To gather all the information needed for the documentary, he said it took about 6 years and around 100 hours of interviews with around 30 interviewees. Mr. Zhang said according to the evidence, illegal organ harvesting and persecution of Falun Gong practitioners is still taking place today, which is why he believes the film is so important. "I think we still have the opportunity to change this. If every one of us can stand up and say something or share information about what you see and what you hear today to our families, friends, and classmates, then I think we can make a difference. That's why we're here," he said. State Organs won Best Direction and Best Musical Score in the 2023 Leo Awards and was also nominated for Best Feature-Length Documentary, Best Screenwriting, Best Picture Editing, and Best Sound.